Sometimes people in politics presidents, prime ministers, kings, supreme leaders want to use linguistics to increase one's own popularity. To achieve more political success than ever before. To gain influence using the right suggestions. It's very easy to do that, and I'm going to tell you how right now. You have to use the words, I love you, and you have to use the word love. If love is the word you use the most, you yourself will be the most loved. That word must appear more times in your communication than anything else. You want your listeners to hear you say and hear you direct attention to love, 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 love. This advice is not simply good, it's great for conservatives. It's not just good, it's great for liberals. It isn't only brilliant in the United States. It's useful in Latin America, Europe, Russia, China as well. The more times the word love appears in your communication, the more your listener is going to love you as a result. Imagine for a moment a future election, maybe years away. One in which both candidates understand this phenomenally well. Maybe there's a Democrat running for office. Maybe there's a Republican running for office too. And each of these candidates wants to achieve the most popularity possible. So each of them uses the word love all of the time. Every poster they make, every television ad, every speech they give, every banner, every tower advertisement, every way that it can be worked into websites. The word love, love, love appears every which way it can. Imagine this election where love is the most frequently used term, more frequently used than anything else by both political parties and both candidates, understanding the strategy well. Imagine the same thing occurring in other countries where other leaders are doing the same. what will be the results? All of this competition to get the word love into the minds of listeners, into the minds of viewers. What will happen as a result? I'll tell you right now. The person who does it the most effectively will be the most loved, the most populated, most voted for. More popular than ever before. You have to use that term over and over and over again. Get your listener to focus on it extraordinarily well, as intensely as possible. That's how you gain love and gain popularity. Peacefully as well. Imagine love appearing everywhere in the United States, all over the globe. What would happen then? Well, certainly one candidate would prevail in each place. What else would happen? Well, Democrats watching the advertisements of Republicans would find that they loved Republicans. And Republicans watching the advertisements of Democrats would find that they loved Democrats too. Both candidates and both political parties, instead of being divisive, would love each other. The population would love the government. Population would feel love for both political parties, all political leaders, and the political leaders would feel love for each other. People would work together easily, fall in love even more easily, even more often too. Populations of people getting along as a consequence. What else would occur? Well, foreign leaders watch American advertising too, watch American television to find out what's going on in our leaders' minds. And they would be experiencing the same thing too. Love, 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 love. A metaphor for peace, yes. A metaphor for peacefulness, absolutely. People who love each other are peaceful towards one another. It's a sense of peacefulness too. However, used to gain popularity, just imagine the effect on leaders abroad. They would fall in love with American leaders too. Think how easy peace deals would be. How easily peace would be reached. Think how easily peaceful trade agreements would be agreed upon. Foreign populations loving Americans. Foreign leaders loving American leaders. Because love became the most frequently used term for Democrats, for Republicans, and for foreign leaders too. Because what's good in one country is great in all the other ones too. Just imagine love and peace surfacing in communication globally. It isn't only useful for American leaders, it's useful for leaders everywhere. Then what would happen? Even more successfully. American leaders would love leaders in other places too. Whichever one used the term love the most successfully, the most frequently. American leaders would fall in love with foreign leaders, making peace, making trade peace, working together easily with leaders of countries from everywhere. All this popularity, all this success, very brilliantly, and I'm telling you this truthfully, created using the term love, there is a selfish interest for everyone in politics to use linguistics this effectively. And that's true in every country. And the more it's true and the more people realize it, the better the experience we're all going to have. Everyone getting along extraordinarily. Phenomenally well. Populations everywhere loving their leadership. A stability created within countries. A stability in the relationship between countries, and affection populations feel for one another too. Love, 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 love. Love, love. Just think about it for a second, because I'll tell you something that is absolutely true. There is a great opportunity for humanity to love each other too. You see, humanity is looking to our leaders everywhere. Humanity is thinking, how should we behave? What should we emulate? Whose communication do we admire? People everywhere starting to use linguistics more lovingly too. More peacefully, more joyfully, more extraordinarily. If you are in politics, that opportunity exists for you. What I want from our political leaders at home and abroad is an end of real politic. Which means a sense of ruthlessness in political discourse. I had quite enough of that. It won't make you popular. In fact, it could make you unpopular. Linguistically. When you want to be popular, when you want to gain votes, when you want to gain the admiration of your viewers and your listeners, there's only one great way to do that. Each of us wants and needs people to love us, to be peaceful towards us, to care about us even more. Each of us. Leaders who want to be more popular, create that popular by telling their listeners how. Love me, love you. Love what I'm working on. Love what I'm doing. Love, 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 love. That is your prevailing pattern. In the interest of every country and in the interest of humanity. I wish you real peace, real calm, real pleasure. And only more love.